Back now with Day to Day, one of the world's most influential economists has died. Nobel Prize winner Milton Friedman died today of heart failure at the age of 94. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us. Amy, remind us why it is that Milton Friedman was so influential.
Well, for one thing, he was known among his colleagues as an extremely rigorous economist, an empiricist whose theories emerged from his study of the evidence and not the other way around. He was a champion of the free market and of small government. He proposed such ideas as school vouchers and a flat national tax in the early 1960s. These are ideas that, of course, still have a lot of traction. Friedman was also a founder of what's known as the Chicago School of Economics, which came out of the University of Chicago. I talked with one of his former colleagues there, Professor Robert Fogel.
He's probably most well known for his emphasis on the centrality of monetary policy in stabilizing the economy. That was, at the time he was presenting that point of view, probably the most controversial aspect of his work. But now it's fully accepted, and it reflects itself in the fact that we no longer look to Congress to stabilize the economy, but to the Federal Reserve Board.
Friedman was also incredibly influential as an advisor to governments around the world, the Reagan and Thatcher administrations in particular. He won the Nobel Prize, as you said, in 1976 for his theories. If you ask many scholars who was the most important economist of the last century, Friedman ranks right up there with John Maynard Keynes. In marking Friedman's death today, the president of the Libertarian Cato Institute said, "Ultimately, what Milton believed in was human liberty, and he took great joy in trying to promote that concept." And we'll have more on Milton Friedman later today on Marketplace, as well as another conversation from the corner office with Joe Gallo of Gallo Vineyards.
Thanks very much, Amy. Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.